Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week we discuss Rihanna's new line of wigs, Bob the Drag Queen on Traitors, the Chipotle surveillance state, how Yolanda ain't no diva, and Corey gives us the thrilling finale of his face moisturizer saga. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble.
Hey, pretty mama, come and whisper in my ear.
Hello.
Oh yeah?
I'm calling all cats.
Tell your cat I said pss, pss, pss,
pss, pss, pss, pss. I saw they're doing a version of Cats that's like in the ballroom scene, and I think I would like to see that.
We covered it at work.
Oh, we had you were going to say we've covered it on the podcast. I'm like, I believe you.
We covered it at work. We had exclusive photos that were given to just us.
Exclusive permissions?
I would have accepted some exclusive tickets just for us, but...
Just saying. Just
Hey. What? I have a follow-up from a two-part story that we've told on this pod. Should we start off? I don't know if we're ready to rock the airwaves with this third part story.
I have no clue what you're saying. Is this about Glenn Powell?
This is the final chapter follow-up from my two-part story that I've been talking about on this podcast for months.
Okay, so is it the guy who phone number from a hairdresser?
No, but you're on the right track.
Is it about, I feel like you changed your face lotion?
Wow. Boy, are you right there where you needed to be. We are coming up to the final closing chapter of my face lotion update. Are you ready?
You're a fool for closing this chapter. You're a fool for preemptively saying this story's done. Why don't you leave it a little open? Let life maybe possibly give you a fourth installment. Why are you closing the door to the universe?
Am I jinxing it?
You're jinxing it.
Well, because baby, the part one and part two, we had tumultuous stuff going on, and this.
Well, bring us up to date. What happened in part one? What happened in part two? But make it quick, because Lord knows I was already falling asleep during part one and part two. Lord knows.
Well, for those friends of the pod who are just happened to be checking in again, part one, turns out Neutrogena had discontinued the face moisturizer that I had been using for 20 years. Part two of the story was I reached out to them on Instagram, and they gave me some recommendations, and I purchased them. But they weren't great, if I'm being honest. They left my hands and my face feeling a little filmy.
Filmy?
So here I was heartbroken after losing my moisturizer of 20 years. And then guess what?
What?
A listener, a friend of the pod, slid into my DMs and said, "Hey, this is a problem I've been experiencing too, because it sounds like we were using the same Neutrogena face moisturizer." And they said, "Guess what?" They said Target has like the Up and Up brand version of that exact moisturizer.
Well, obviously.
They said you should go there now.
Okay, so did you go to Target?
Well, there's not a Target close to my house, so I don't really go to Target a lot. But I had to make a special trip to go to Target.
Did you go to a city Target or a regular Target?
I would never go to a city Target. I'll drive to Stonestown Galleria if I'm trying to go to a Target.
Okay.
Stonestown Galleria. Oh, actually, this goes into... I got a follow-up story after this. So I hope you didn't bring any topics today.
You're in luck.
So, baby, I drove there. I found it immediately. The packaging looks identical. It is like... Target's knockoff version. I'm sure it's all the same ingredients of the Neutrogena face lotion. And guess what? It was like $6.99. That is the price point I am paying.
Okay. So did you try it?
I bought it. I was going to try
it. I knew you bought it, but did you try it?
Yes, I used it this morning. And guess what?
And how are you feeling? What's the verdict?
All is right in the world, honey.
You're on the up and up?
I'm like, I could have cried this morning. No weird film on my hand. My face doesn't feel ick. I'm right back where I belong with a $7 moisturizer.
I don't know what it was that I used recently, but the other morning I was like, you know what?
Meth?
People, it was meth. No, I was like, people are really, really using SPF, and I need to be remembering to do that. Like, I don't, you know, I'm not like going out in the sun all the time, but like even walking the dogs, you're supposed to use your SPF. So I was like, you know what? I was looking through my stuff on my counter, and I had just put something that I had gotten sent. Okay, and it was, I don't know what it was, but it was like this like watery, it's supposed to be like a watery SPF for your face. Okay. I put it on and I was thinking, oh, you know how some sunscreens are like a fun color to show you you've applied it?
Isn't that and for then, like 3-year olds?
Right. So, and then the color will go away after a certain amount of time, just so that you know you got that spot. Well, my entire face looked like white. No matter how much I rubbed it in, no matter how much I tried to smear it around. And I'm thinking, maybe it's just kind of like one of those things for the little babies. So I take the dogs out for their morning walk, and I think maybe it'll be activated by the sun, or maybe it'll kind of get the zhuzh going, or what. I don't know what. So then I do my walks, okay, and I'm out in public. I don't see you walking children in nature, and I'm doing it. And so I get back to my home, and I look in the mirror, and it is still, I am white, white, white. I was giving James Charles meet and greet, white face, beauty blender, but mama, okay?
Now, why is he in it?
You never seen the picture of James Charles with his white face?
I don't know who any of these people ever are.
Yes, you do. You know okay. Who James Charles is.
I know, but everything I know about him is against my will.
Sister. Sister.
So then what happened? Is your face permanently white now?
I never used it again. In fact, I'm ready to throw it away. I should throw it away. I shouldn't leave it tempting me on my counter.
Did you read the instructions?
Never.
Are you sure it's face lotion? What if it's that Glenn Powell skin tenderizing moisturizer for cannibals?
Well, my skin's tender as hell. It's ready to be marinated, moisturized.
Well, the one thing I took away from that story is that you were curious if my moisturizer has SPF in it, and it does. Thank you for asking.
God, because there's apparently people on TikTok are trying to like be like, you know, the natural moms who don't drink pasteurized milk, whatever the hell, the, you know, the ones bringing back monkey or bird flu. Okay.
Measles, they're mumps.
They're also the non-vaccinated queens. They're also they're trying to spread the good word that SPF that sunscreen gives you cancer, or something, or like that it doesn't prevent you from sun damage or something, or blah 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 blah. Or
I'm aware someone in my family is selling the.
Oh, I thought you were. I thought you were nodding because it's true. I was like, uh-oh.
No, I was nodding because I was like, how do I whisper this?
Whisper it.
Someone in my family is selling homemade sunscreen because of they believe what you just said.
If you are in the market to be purchasing homemade sunscreen, then you get what you got coming to you. Okay.
Which is what, a sunburn?
I don't know skin what rash. It is. A rash at the very least.
Well, girl, so there
leave it
I
to
was.
Neutrogena.
So there I was riding high at the mall, at the Target. I got my sunscreen replaced. I had to get some new shorts for my summer vacation. I went to Cotton. Hey,
they have a lot. They have a lot of shorts at Target right now.
Well, I thought it is summer. I thought all the shorts at Target were ugly, but I went to Cotton On. Have you heard of her?
Love Cotton On.
Yes, Cotton On is like Target and PacSun had a baby.
I'm in. That is right up my asshole.
So, anyways, after I got my shorts at Cotton On and my sunscreen at Target, I walked out and I was gonna drive home. And guess what I saw?
What did you see?
A Chipotle.
Oh my goodness gracious.
So I said, I'm going to run right in there and get a little burrito bowl to go home. And baby, now, I don't condone this behavior. Have you seen the people on TikTok filming the Chipotle people making the burrito bowls and trying to shame them for saying it's too small and walking out without buying it?
Yeah. So I have thoughts about this.
I have a lot of thoughts about this.
So. Clearly, employees are being told be skimpy or be.
I didn't see a single TikTok where I thought anyone was skimping. People are just being annoying.
Well, yes, people act differently if they feel they're being surveilled.
If someone was filming me, I would give you the skimpiest fucking bowl I could make.
Regardless, I feel like because people are the worst. People punishing hourly employees for the protocol implemented by a corporation that is that is probably not paying the employees enough. The employees are bringing all of the value to the company, but they're not being paid enough, especially not being paid enough to have forced surveillance and memification of them by you who want a little bit more steak for your $11 burrito. Bitch, go to a restaurant. Like, if you're really that concerned about how much of portion is on your $10 burrito, to the point where you're going to shame a hourly employee, figure your own life out. You're participating in the surveillance state, and you're the problem.
Baby, I make burrito bowls for lunch at home every week for the most part.
Go grocery shop.
And I usually get three meals out of it, and it's definitely less than the $12 burrito that I would get at Chipotle, and I get to make my own portions. With that all being said, I did not have my phone out. I was ready to order. I was attentive. It was a little busy. It was lunchtime on a weekend. My phone was in my pocket. Baby.
Whatever happened to, can I get a little bit more?
This employee.
Whatever happened to being polite?
Baby, maybe that's what it was. I made eye contact. I asked him how his day was. I said, hello, how are you? Baby, I got the fattest, thickest fucking burrito bowl I have ever gotten. I don't know if they're scared or what. He did three scoops of chicken. Three.
Mm.
Three. I was like, you didn't have to do all that, sir.
I like it when they can't fold it. I like it when they can't wrap it up. I like it when they have to make another tortilla. I'm like, you don't have to throw away the first tortilla. Let's double it, baby. Double it and give it to the next person. Let's go.
I don't know. I don't condone that behavior, but the Chipotle employees are scared, and I reaped the benefits of it. I wanted to weigh the bowl when I got home.
You know what you could have done? Weigh yourself and then weigh yourself.
That does not work like that.
What do you mean? Matter cannot be created or destroyed.
The math isn't mathing, honey.
The math is mathing. You weigh yourself, and then you weigh yourself after you eat it, and then you subtract the first number from the second number.
I once had a hookup where someone wanted me to weigh myself after.
After what? after the deposit?
I will let you figure that out. I thought, don't text me that.
Weigh yourself after? What do you, Well, I mean, was the expectation that you lost something or you gained something? I guess I'm asking, are you a top or a bottom here? What did you lose? What did you gain?
He was checking on my gains.
Oh. So you acquired the goods. Okay.
I said, baby, I don't like texts like this. This is not my kind of foreplay.
You replied in invisible ink.
I did.
Well,
but,
okay.
Well, anyways, that was my weekend, and boy, was it glorious.
Okay.
You know what else? I hadn't been able to find my Downy Wrinkle Release Spray, and forever found that, too, at my Target.
Who's buying that?
Who's ironing? Have you never used the Wrinkle Release Spray? Honey.
Who cares about wrinkles in the first place? Grow up.
You think I want to go out looking like a wrinkly bitch?
A wrinkly bitch.
I love it. I try to hang as many things as I can, but you know what the problem with that is? Is like you know when your t-shirts or your shirts get the shoulder bumps from the hangers?
I'm currently in the process of switching all of my hangers to plastic.
From what? Wire? You have wire hangers?
Over time, I acquired a lot of wire hangers from dry cleaning.
Girl. Your Walgreens or CVS sells plastic hangers. It's like $1 for 10.
I get a 30 pack every time I go to Ross, and then I, you know, and so this just, it continues over time, and now I used to separate on the left, it used to all be in my closet.
Oh, we get it. You have a walk-in closet.
It used to all be all of my shirts with any type of words or design on it. And then on my right. No. This home is a home. This is a family is a home, lives here. And then on the right, it would be anything that is a plain shirt, no text, no logos, no imagery. Okay. And then both sides were color-coded in Roy G. Biv, you know.
Yeah, mine's
Roy G.
Biv.
And I was like, you know what? What if I had all of the grayscale things on the left and all of the color things on the right? And I combined the things that have words and not words and logos and not logos. And
you're a super freaky girl.
I was feeling super freaky. And you know what? I did it and I immediately regretted it. And I was thinking, you know what? I got to let it be how it's going to be. I have to get used to it. And maybe I'm going to fall in love with this. This was like 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I am not well. I am ready to switch back, but I'm really trying to put myself through this experience of adjustment, this period of letting things be different. And no, it's incorrect, and it actually is disruptive and upsetting to me. Because sometimes I'm looking for, sometimes I just want to wear a shirt with nothing on it, and I don't want to scroll through, you know, my Gaga merch to find something with nothing on it.
Sounds to me like you have too much clothing hoarder.
well, part of the hanger transition has been having an honest conversation with myself about each piece of clothing.
And smart.
And it's like, you know what?
Does this spark joy?
Well, that can't be the question because everything sparks joy for me. That cannot be.
You got a lot of joy in your heart, honey.
Well, yes. After the incident, I injected my veins with joy. The joy that the upside down bottle. You know, mama.
Yes, I still got her.
Hey, those upside down soap dispensers really could be useful for what's douching. It called where something is hanging in a hospital and it goes into your arm?
IV?
Sure.
Banana bag?
Banana bag.
Speaking of t-shirts, well, did you see Rihanna recently wearing that shirt that says I'm retired?
Loved it. Loved it. I mean that shirt.
I'm sure you can buy it. It looked straight out of Urban Outfitters.
Oh, you think it was a statement or you think she was just, it was a laundry day?
I think it was a little bit of both.
I think it was a statement.
I'm here. I'm like, baby, you can be retired. That it just doesn't just tell the magazines who keep asking you and you keep telling us you have 7 albums all in the can and you're all waiting.
All in the can.
What's
you
the
know,
truth?
Well, the truth is, Fenty hair is here.
Oh, I don't care.
Are you getting a bob?
And I also don't like those TikToks of people going up to strangers telling them they like their bobs.
Oh, I love them.
Quit making strangers your content.
I do agree with that.
Get a friend.
But I mean, if the content is affirmations, if you're going up to a little old woman and she's got a bob and her bob is bobbing, there's nothing wrong with telling the girls when the girls are girling and the bobs are bobbing.
Just thinking about that TikToker who got stabbed in the food court because he wouldn't leave somebody alone.
What?
TikToker was trying to... You didn't see that?
No.
TikToker was trying to film someone in a food court, wouldn't leave him alone, and the person stabbed him.
I don't know who I relate to more in this. If I were in a food court, I do want to be left alone. You know? I get it.
Yeah. Yeah. That mall I went to had a food court, honey.
Okay. I'm not done talking about Rihanna's hairline.
Okay. What about it?
I mean to say her wig line, not her hairline. Her forehead, her bobs, her.
Rihanna wavy?
Oh, who's in the Rihanna wavy?
Her
bobs. Are you in the Rihanna wavy?
Her bobs.
You know one of the minions is named Bob.
What do you have to say about Rihanna's hairline?
It's a little high for me. I mean, high end. It's a bit high end. Who's paying that much for a... No,
I didn't look at the costs.
I didn't look at the costs. If you can't put a cost on a good bob.
I know that's right. IKTR, honey.
And if she is getting into the pussycat wig market, that doesn't sound retired to me.
Every time you
people don't know what retirement is anymore. If you're starting a new business, you're not retired. You're still participating in capitalism.
Yes, and?
And, yes.
Every time you see Bob, every time you say Bob, I think of the Nicki Minaj Out of My Mind.
Me too! Me too!
What's your name, Bob? So they call you Bob.
Isn't she saying Barb? I always thought I was calling you Barb.
Stop playing. You know I'm known for the Bob.
Bob, Bob, Bob. Hey, speaking of Bob, Bob the drag queen on Traitors season 3.
Wow, I can't believe you waited this long, weeks to finally bring it up.
Are you gagging, mama?
I'm excited. I will always be watching the Traitors. My one complaint, old man shakes fist at Cloud.
Go on.
I just fear that, like, so the gays are really into the Traitors now. Gays are very, yes, Traitors. We love reality competition series all of a sudden. And it just bothers me because they don't put the respect on the name of the legendary Survivor and Big Brother players that show up to this game.
Sorry. No, not everyone cares about your little game shows. Okay. When you step
That's fair, but put some into respect. The challenger, put some respect.
When you step foot into the challenge, it's not about where you came from. It's about what you're here to do today. Okay.
Absolutely. But you just don't even if you didn't watch Ceri on Survivor, you didn't get to experience the joy that all of her fans got to watch after watching that show, Survivor, screw her over so many times. And then she finally wins Traitors and she wins it solo and snatches that bag by herself.
Okay.
Honey, that's your loss. That was my gain and that was your loss because you're uneducated.
So what are you upset about today?
So there I am sitting at a table a couple weeks ago with a bunch of gays after the cast drop, and they're all, Traitors 3, Traitors 3. I'm so excited for Chanel Ayan. Tom Sandoval.
You're just upset that people have different priorities of casting. You're like a grandma who watches Dancing with the Stars who's upset that a so-and-so
I've
got...
I've never watched Dancing with the Stars.
So-and-so got casted when really you're like... They're casting one person per demographic to reel in every demographic. You're upset because one demographic hits you and another demographic hits up somebody else. Grow up.
You think I want to watch Robin Dixon? No.
This could be a makeup. This could be a made-up name.
She doesn't even deserve to be on Real Housewives of Potomac, and now I have to watch her on Traitors? No. My point being is people are going to show up, and they're going to be sleeping on our girl, Brittany, from Big Brother, from our season, The Amazing Race. They don't know she can deliver an iconic confessional. They don't know that she deserves the world.
You know what? I will say this. All of the Survivor contestants that competed with us on our season of Amazing Race, they never put Amazing Race contestant on their bios. They never even include the clause. They don't consider it a moment of their lives. They've moved on from that. It's not a part of their wiki.
I don't see Tar Fam in your bio.
I don't see Tar Fam in your bio.
I'll change it. I'll add it.
Tar Fam, Rihanna noticed.
For life. Tar Fam, Katie noticed.
Are you in the Tar Fam?
Yes. So all I'm saying is, you ought to love me. Bitch, you at least watched Danielle Reyes' season of Big Brother way back when in the early times. You know she's an iconic player. You know she deserves the world.
Okay.
I just, people are all excited about these housewives who show up and don't even know how to play traitors. They don't even know what they're doing because they've never played, like, that's fine. You're right. They are casting a little bit of everything, but it's hard to watch when a Bravo celebrity is there and they don't even know how to play the game.
So you're mad at the producers of the Traitors.
I'm mad because I tweeted.
Oh, here we go.
Because I tweeted, wouldn't it be fun to see me and Brittany on season 3 of the Traitors? It looks like that producer read half my tweet, honey.
Well, the good half. The better half.
I could have been there with Britney Spears' husband.
Oh my. You know.
If he says one negative thing about her, I swear to God.
He can't. He has a gag order.
He better.
And he's gagging.
He better.
You know, once he DM'd me on Instagram.
No.
And
what?
I didn't tell you this. And he
Sam?
Yes. And told me he had auditioned for Escape the Night after I had already been on it or something and asked me to put in a good word.
Does Joey Graceva passed on Sam on Escape the Night?
I hate to break it. I hate to break the news, but here I am.
You made up this whole story.
Why would I make up this whole story?
Show me the receipts.
I will. I'm on my phone currently, but I will.
You're telling me Joey Graceva and Daniel Prada didn't cast Sam on Escape the
Night? A lot of things just don't work out. Perhaps it was timing.
Wow.
Maybe.
Wow.
Perhaps it was the budget. Whoa. Maybe ETN did not have the budget.
So yeah, I am excited for Traitors season 3. I hope my girl Brittany wins the money. Whether she's a traitor or a human. What are they called when they're not?
I don't know.
Faithful.
I feel...
You still haven't watched any season of The Traitors?
Not a single episode, not a single moment. But I do think this might be the moment where I have to tune in. Because I would like to see Bob the Drag Queen on my TV.
Yeah, I'm rooting for Bob. I think Bob pays attention to these shows and will do better than the housewives that are just showing up for the paycheck. And a free trip to Scotland.
They go to Scotland?
to drink their iron brew. Oh, wait. Where was iron brew from?
It's around there. Scotland.
Didn't we drink iron brew in Glasgow?
I shit myself in a parking lot in Glasgow.
Calm down, honey. That's a lie. Show me the receipts.
I remember it. I don't remember if it was me or... Who was that?
Heidi in Closet.
Oh, that wasn't me. Just kidding. I knew it wasn't me. That was just fun. It was me having fun.
You're so not. You're so naughty. Hey, speaking of naughty.
Sure.
Are you going to buy the Jackbox Naughty Pack?
What is this?
You know Jackbox games?
Very.
The next set that's coming out this year is all for adults only. You're not going to be able to play it on stream, honey.
If you stay naughty, you don't got to get naughty. I'd be playing Murder Trivia Mystery Party the naughtiest way I can.
How?
Naked. or what?
Donald, are you Donald ducking on stream?
No.
Sure, only. No.
Donald Duck's turned 90. Can you believe it?
Don't bring that old bitch into this.
Old and crusty, old and crusty.
Wow. Good for her.
Yeah, well.
Anything else you want to say to the folks?
Did you see? Oh, man. You know Yolanda?
No way. Saldivar?
Is that how you say her last name?
The one that killed
Yolanda Saldiva. I guess
Saldivar.
In my head it was Saldivar, but right here it says Saldiva, and if my last name had Diva in it, I think I would really run with that. Anyway,
you think you two would murder someone?
No, I didn't say that, but she said that
she ain't no diva.
She ain't Saldiva. She revealed that if she was paroled in 2025,
no one is she up for it?
Which she's up for.
No, absolutely
she wants,
not. I will put up a stink
she
about
wants
this.
To work with Shakira when/if she's able to be paroled or whatever.
I guess I wouldn't put someone in charge of my fan club if they murdered someone else while being in charge of someone else's fan club.
Yeah. Also, like, just because you want to work with Shakira, like, who the hell are you? Even if you didn't do what you had done, who the hell are you?
Babe,
putting out a press release to pop things on Twitter?
She thinks she's the next Gypsy Rose.
She ain't no diva.
Gypsy Rose. Gypsy Rose was all, when I get out of jail, I'm going to meet Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. Nobody asked you, Yolanda.
I saw she was on a...
You're not going to get the same reception, honey.
I saw Gypsy Rose was on a TikTok Live with... Who's that person? Jeffree Star. I thought, all right. Let's... okay. Okie dokie.
All right, where can people find you?
You can find me. Oh, you know where you can really find me? This weekend I went to a estate sale and I bought another clown doll. Now I have two from two different garage sales in the neighborhood. So, you know, I'm halfway there.
Yeah, I think you're more than halfway there.
So that's where you can find me. Where can people find you?
One is a hobby, two is a collection.
And baby, I'm collecting.
Three is a problem. Oh, you can find me if you put the lotion on the skin or you get the hose again.
Okay.
Me whispering to myself while I put on my good moisturizer.
What's the hose in this situation? Piss play?
No. Just the faucet.
Daddy's faucet?
Just the faucet. Just the faucet in the bathroom sink, honey. Okay.
All right.
All right, designers.
All right. Bye.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.